You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for What's Up with Deputy Opposition Leader Nicola Willis.
Morena, Nicola. How are you this morning?
Morena. I'm very well, thank you.
It's good to speak with you. A lot of policies been announced from the National Party since we last had a chat. Let's start by talking about banning mobile phones in schools. This is something that your party has said you'd like to bring in if you get elected this year. It's been pretty widely criticised by teachers. The Secondary Principals Association has said the plan's unworkable and unnecessary. Are you guys still committed to this policy?
Absolutely. And look, a lot of schools are doing this and are making it work really well. And we've had a lot of parents say, look, we're very supportive of this for a couple of reasons. The first is that we know from studies around the world that taking cell phones out of the classroom gives children an opportunity to concentrate more, and students tend to achieve better when they don't have the distraction of cell phones. The second reason is that we know from a mental health perspective, young people having time away from their phones and socialising can be a much better thing for their relationships and social connections.
Okay, but we have heard that most schools already have a policy in place or they're managing it in their own ways. Why step in to the classroom and make that decision for schools who are already doing it?
It's a really mixed picture across the country. Some schools do require phones to be off and away. Other schools don't. And we think that since the evidence is so compelling that having them off and away will lead to better achievement, but we don't want kids to miss out on that opportunity. We think that that should be the standard across all schools and that that will make students better off.
The Secondary Schools Principals Association and other teachers have said they're a little bit sort of surprised by this as a policy. Has there been much discussion with those groups prior to rolling this out?
Yes, we've talked to a range of heads of schools, teachers, people involved in secondary education. And look, there's been some really positive feedback. Schools who have put these plans in place have found it's been really transformative for their school community, that they've noticed students are more engaged, more positive about learning. It's led to better relationships, more activities being done in the breaks and lunchtime. So I'm hoping that schools can look at those positive examples and get the best out of this.
Now, I grew up in Christchurch in the earthquake time at school. Phones were a really important tool to making sure that you could communicate when there were ongoing earthquakes in the classroom. We've also seen that rolling out here in Tāmaki Makaurau when the floods were happening. Really important device for students to get in contact with whānau during a really stressful time. We also see that in other situations across the country as well. Has the National Party thought about how that's going to be managed at all?
Yeah, look, the policy is that the phones need to be off and away during school hours, and that means that students would be able to use the phones after school hours, and also, of course, during emergencies or situations that are extreme or unusual, schools could have the common sense to modify the way their policies are operating in those conditions.
Well, let's talk a little bit about transport. You guys have rolled out a big discussion about how you'd like to see transport infrastructure change in Aotearoa. We are still yet to hear how this is going to be properly funded, though, particularly the building of new roads. What services has National got on the chopping block if this was going to come about?
Well, we aren't going to be doing that because our FAT plan is fully funded. The sourcing of the funding for our plan comes from three main areas. The first is the Land Transport Fund as it currently stands. The second is reprioritising some of the things that are currently being prioritised by the government in their Land Transport Fund. For example, their old Road to Zero program, the plans to put speed bumps on a lot of roads to lower speed limits, that sort of thing. And then the third place that we are funding it from is that we want to work with the private sector to get their capital funding into some of these big projects, as is done around the world. So, for example, the Super Fund, KiwiSaver funds, the Canadian Pension Fund and the like have expressed interest in investing in big infrastructure projects and then tolling them or having value capture levies to get revenue on those projects over time. That's an approach that means big projects get done faster, and we're going to take that approach.
So you're saying that there wouldn't be any services cut, there wouldn't be anything public in that public sector that would be necessarily being removed in order to cost these projects?
That's not required for our plan, no. We've fully costed and funded our plan over 10 years. and it requires careful prioritisation of the transport budget, and it requires working with the private sector to get some of their capital into these projects, and both of those things are really achievable.
Now, one thing that we haven't seen in this, though, is climate. That has not been put in this conversation. We actually haven't heard much from the National Party about how climate's going to factor into these big investment projects and infrastructure projects. When are we going to hear about that from your party?
Well, look, I'd push back on that. We've been very clear that we signed up to the Zero Carbon Act, the emission reduction budget, and that we will use the emissions trading scheme to put a price on carbon pollution and ensure that polluters reduce their use of carbon over time. From a transport perspective, our plan commits to some big